Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. When an election is held, whether it's here at the seminary or in society in general, we expect the candidates to campaign and to work to tell us what they are going to do for us. We want them to work and earn our vote. Then when they come up for another election, for another vote, not only do we look at what they are going to be promising in the future, but we look at whether they have kept their promises in the past. The central focus is, what's in it for me? Why should I vote for you? After all, I certainly don't want to waste my vote. Our election by God is certainly not like this in any manner. God does not expect us to work to earn his vote. God elects us regardless of our past history, regardless of our campaigning or our promises that we make. For that fact, as in our text today, God elected us before he created us. He arranged for our salvation before we could even say, Lord, have mercy upon us. He planned it all. There was no work on our part concerning our election to salvation because we didn't even exist yet. This is about the sweetest gospel there is. He was thinking of you. He was thinking of me. All of us. He was thinking of our sin and the salvation that was necessary to restore us back to him before he even created us. He sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die for us on the cross at Calvary for the purpose to redeem us and to restore us so that we would be holy and blameless in his sight. Then he didn't stop there. He sent his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a seal. It's from the time in which you hear the gospel and believe the gospel. He is a seal on our lives. But does this mean that we live in disregard of the commands of God? Many, many times we are told, surely not. God did not give us his instructions to have us ignore them, but rather to lead and guide us in our daily Christian life. The biggest trouble in our daily Christian life is temptations that come our way, trials and struggles. These are all being sent by the devil. And the purpose is to get us to fall from faith, to get us to question our faith, to doubt, to not believe. The biggest illustration, the true fact, it occurred with Adam and Eve. Questioned their faith and belief. He said, is that really what God said? Did God truly say that on the day in which you eat of the fruit of the tree, you will die? Certainly you will not die. He tempts us in similar ways every day, trying to get our attention away from the Word of God, what he has given us. Anyone who has been a Christian for a little while knows how strong the temptations of the devil are. Many times we wonder, is this really what I am supposed to be doing? There are financial, physical, education, spiritual struggles. And each of us have different circumstances, so each struggle is unique. The devil is very creative, but not the perfect creator. The devil will attack you in your most vulnerable spot. Now, in spite of the struggles and trials and temptations which you endure, don't forget who you are. This is the message to the Ephesians. You are children of God because He chose you to be His adopted child. Specifically, I'd like to address the seminarians and professors for just a brief moment. He has moved us to be servants of His word. There's tremendous responsibility that goes with this. And the devil knows this. He is going to work hard on us to keep us from proclaiming that word truthfully as much as he can. He's going to try to stop us from going into the parish, going into the mission fields, going into the classrooms, preaching and teaching and proclaiming salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Now, I certainly don't want you to get the impression that we think that pastors, or that I think pastors, are being tempted more than laity. This is not so at all. The simple point is that a lot of respect is given to professors and pastors. People in the parish, the laity, rely on us to interpret the Word of God correctly. Therefore, many people are going to be influenced by the crucified and resurrected Christ that we preach, teach, and proclaim. Now, to our staff and visitors that we have today, you aren't left alone either. Because as you work daily and converse with people, you have an impact on their lives also. And the devil desperately wants to eliminate that impact that the Lord is going to have through your life. The more the devil causes you to stumble and the more frustration that he causes, thereby he hopes that someone may fall. And then they will join him in his condemnation. Amidst this kind of struggle and temptation from the devil, many times it seems that it would be much easier to just quit. During all of this struggle, the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit are with us. The one triune God strengthens us and encourages us. He brings faith to us. This doctrine of election comforts, strengthens, and encourages us. It instills faith in us that God, by His divine choice, established the route of salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ's death and resurrection on the cross for the forgiveness of sins, and He is always with us. We praise the glorious grace of God the Father, who sent His Son to redeem us from our unbelief. He has forgiven us all of our sins, and He has sent the Holy Spirit to seal us, to protect us, to help us, and to comfort us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the grace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.